Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our final hour of the Final Football Friday of this season, live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. He is Joe. I am Ben. We are 2 days away from Super Bowl Sunday in New Orleans. We continue our complete preview of Super Bowl 59 in this last hour of the last Football Friday. Bittersweet indeed. We will give you some fun bets for Super Bowl Sunday, those wagers that you really can't make throughout the entirety of an NFL season, but only specifically for the biggest game of a year in this third and final hour. And of course, it's a Football Friday. That means a pick six. Our final pick six in the final Football Friday of this season. What a privilege and an honor it has been to be here for every Football all season long. We do so, Gerinary, one final time here on the Early Line.
And no better way. It's been a heck of a ride this season, and I think it's going to culminate in what should be a extremely profitable and fun Sunday in New Orleans, Ben. So looking forward to getting those last-minute bets in, and then, of course, waking up on Sunday and looking to hit all of the unders in the prop market that I've been holding off on, because we all know what's going to happen over the next 24 to 48 hours when that public money comes in.
Which is why right now, even as we enter Super Bowl weekend in New Orleans on a Football Friday, it is important to get those bets in. What makes a Football Friday better than just any ordinary Friday, which is already a pretty great day? The football component. But making it a profitable football weekend. We hope to do that for Super Bowl Sunday. Now, something I've been looking forward to since the Monday following championship weekend, when we asked the people who's going to win a Lombardi trophy, knowing the narrative that, frankly, the public wasn't all too happy to see this Super Bowl rematch for a second time in a three-year window, or see Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs back on the biggest stage of every single NFL season. We do the same thing we asked you just about 9 days ago on the Monday following championship weekend here on the Friday before Super Bowl Sunday. Simply, who's going to win a Lombardi trophy? It's time now for Fade the Public. Which team will win Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans on Sunday? The Eagles or the Chiefs? Joe, really, you can ask who will win and not what is the best bet, because basically we have a pick'em at this current moment. KC minus 120 on the money line, Philadelphia plus 102. So that is the question, as you see at Sports Grid on Twitter. Which team will win Super Bowl 59? In the Eagles have a very, very slight edge at this moment. 50.5% of the votes backing the Birds. How about what the numbers were on the Monday immediately after championship weekend? Nearly 52% backing Philadelphia, 51.8%. Are the Chiefs getting more public love? Does more of the public think that Kansas City has the advantage and is the right side? That we shall see. But Joe, we ask you first and foremost, are you fading the public?
Well, it's kind of hard to fade them since they're right on the fence and going Switzerland on us in this one here, Ben. Nobody wants to seem to take an extra vote one way or the other. So I do happen to have a feeling on where it might go. I do believe the public, Ben, will eventually, as we get closer to kickoff, they will favor Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. In fact, the only time, Ben, that they have been in the Super Bowl now and the public hasn't backed the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes was a couple of years ago when we had a higher percentage or more money on Philadelphia ultimately at the end. And yeah, that didn't work out for those backers. Then I do think the reversal will happen here, that the public come Sunday will be running to the window to back the Chiefs.
So, Joe, twice in the last 3 years, we have seen this specific Super Bowl matchup between the Chiefs and Eagles. Now, twice in the last 3 days or so, we have asked the public, which side do you lean? Who wins a Lombardi Trophy? And the Eagles have a very slight edge at 50.5. You are spot on. Hard to fade the public when there is not an overwhelming public majority. We also asked the public just a couple of days ago, do you think we go over or under our Super Bowl total of 48.5? And that was nearly a 50-50 split. So maybe we can't fade the public in essence, but I do think that tells us how the overall public, or at least our Sports Grid audience here on TEL, is viewing this Super Bowl, which is how the odds makers view this Super Bowl matchup. Incredibly close and insanely tightly contested in a game between two elite defenses, but with a lot of star power on either side, which could result in some points, probably enough scoring that will flirt with that total of 48 in a hook. And that ultimately, Joe, is why I am excited finally to watch this actual game on Sunday. You and I have been here for the better part of the last week in full, previewing this game from every other angle. And again, we will continue to do so in this third and final hour, a pick six, some of those front prop bets that you only see for a Super Bowl matchup. But I do actually believe the odds makers have this right. Perhaps even the public has this correct. I do believe this game will live up to its billing. I do believe this game will follow the hype. And I do believe the actual game and the outcome of Super Bowl 59 follows the odds that we see on this screen. A tightly contested game that probably features around 50 points one way or the other. One team on top of the other. One team hoisting a Lombardi trophy as the confetti falls in the Superdome, and the other feeling as though they just squandered an opportunity by oh so close. I really do believe we see that come Sunday in the Superdome.
It's going to be a point one way or the other here, Ben. I would lean that the public, when it's all said and done, and they run to the window here over the next 48 hours, that, listen, Patrick Mahomes, as sick as they are of him, and by the way, they were sick of him a couple of years ago, too. They wanted the Eagles to win, and unfortunately, that didn't work. I don't see them making that mistake twice. I think the public has gotten to the point like what we did with Tom Brady all those years, right? It's like, all right, I'm sick and tired of betting against them. If you can't beat them, you might as well join them. And I think, Ben, that's probably where the public is heading this weekend with Kansas City.
And Joe, you've made this point as well. If you think the Eagles are the proper side, Philly needs to get out in front early and often. Yeah. And unlike Super Bowl 57, don't have a 10-point lead at the break and allow Kansas City to come all the way back. The Chiefs have come back from a 10-point deficit in their last two Super Bowl victories. It is what makes this Kansas City team so special. This season, a perfect 12-0 straight up in one-score games. They have won 17 consecutive one-score games. Yeah, you can probably consider that an NFL record. Patrick Mahomes, in his illustrious playoff career already, is 8-0 against the number when booked as an underdog or a field goal favorite or fewer in a playoff game. What is the number here? 1.5. If Philadelphia does beat Kansas City, we are going to see the end, Joe, not only to this dynastic and at least historic run for KC, but so many trends that have culminated in this being history at stake on Sunday for Kansas City in the first place.
Yeah, Ben, it is buckle up here, because I think the scales are going to tip ever so slightly both ways here, whether it be props, whether it be sides, whether it be totals. But ultimately, don't be shocked if we're scratching our head at Sunday night.
Let's give you those fun props for Super Bowl Sunday next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now we give you some picks for Super Bowl 59, and not just a regular pick six that we will have later on in the show, but some of those fun bets with the plethora of options that you have for Super Bowl 59. We have so many more wagering possibilities for this football game than we do for the entirety of each and every season. So, our prop picks for Super Bowl 59 here on our final Football Friday of this year. And not just an anytime touchdown price, but the first touchdown score of Super Bowl 59 in the Big Easy. Jerren Airey, who do you look at?
Well, I'm going to go where the money leads here, because I think anything is up for grabs as far as the first TD goes. And listen, we know with 2 weeks to prepare that Mahomes, Andy Reid and company, like they've done many, many times this year, they're one of the best teams, Ben, all season long to take their drives, especially opening drives, into the red zone. And I think they'll have the opportunity to do that again. I think that the opening first TD, if it's going to be Kansas City, will come from inside the 5-yard line. I think that's how this game is going to go. It's going to be a lot of 9, 10, 11, 12 play drives. You're going to land inside the 5, and I would expect Kareem Hunt to get the ball with an opportunity to punch it in to the end zone and establish the ground game there, especially in the trenches early on. So I would look for Kareem Hunt to get that first TD if you like Kansas City to get on the board first.
I think it's incredible value. One of the fascinating things following Kareem Hunt's props this week, they really have not grown. In fact, the market has worked against them, specifically in the anytime touchdown price. I remember it on Monday as low as plus 135 to hit pay dirt a couple of cents behind Travis Kelce for the most likely KC players to find the end zone. It's now plus 150. All right, are we learning information about Kareem Hunt's usage? Probably not. But it has been interesting to see the market work against the guy who has actually been the most consistent Chiefs player to score a touchdown as of late. He has scored in 4 consecutive games. Each of the 2 playoff victories already for Kansas City has been Kareem Hunt hitting pay dirt. A plus 950 price, not just to score a touchdown, but to be the first touchdown scorer of Super Bowl 59. Has not played in a Super Bowl just yet. 4KC was in Cleveland in 2019. His last year in KC prior to this one was 2018. So a new frontier for Kareem Hunt. My first touchdown score is Jalen Hurts at a 6-1 number. Saquon Barkley has the best price to hit pay dirt in Super Bowl Sunday, minus 190. Hurts, the only other minus money price at minus 115. Joe, much like your diagnosis for Kareem Hunt to score that first touchdown, I go to the other side for Jalen Hurts. If it is a long and lengthy drive that results deep into Kansas City territory within the 2-yard line or so, what's going to happen? A tush push, more than likely. Yep. In Philadelphia excels at doing so. Jalen Hurts plus 600. He scored 3 touchdowns against the Commanders. He scored 3 rushing touchdowns against the Chiefs 2 seasons ago in Super Bowl 57.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I do think, although I know a lot of folks that would be looking for Saquon in that spot, but there's no value there. I think the value on the Philadelphia side is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, if they get down there and they're within a yard or two, Ben, it's going to be all Jalen Hurts at that point until Kansas City shows they can stop it.
Yeah. And Joe, I think it correlates to both of our first touchdown score picks to another bet that I have for Sunday, under 1.5 yards for the shortest touchdown in Super Bowl 59.
Yep.
Now, the odds makers know we have seen 7 of the last 10 Super Bowls feature a 1 yard touchdown in that game. It's -192 to bet the under, but you would be surprised how often and frequently it happens that a drive ends up at the one. Either a lengthy drive to get there, penalties within the end zone, whatever it might be. We are also seeing it very similarly for the longest field goal in Super Bowl 59, over 47.5 yards. We both like the over for at least a 48-yard field goal or longer in Super Bowl 59, which is rather interesting, Joe, because two very consistent kickers in their careers in these respective spots, Jake Elliott in Philly, Harrison Butker in Kansas City, have not been all that great from 50-plus yards this year.
Yeah, neither guy really. I mean, it's been a up and down season for Butko, who was hurt early on, and then I think 50 plus, just 2 of 5, and of course we know that Elliott has struggled from 50 or more. It's been a little while since he's hit one, but here's the problem, Ben. We know that the Chiefs offensively this year drive into the red zone on nearly 54%. Of their drives. That is unbelievable. That's the highest it's been in a very long time. The problem is, Ben, they also have the lowest rate of touchdowns once in the red zone, the lowest of Andy Reid's tenure with them. So they get to the red zone, but they don't convert touchdowns. And I don't see Andy Reid going for fourth downs just to go for fourth downs. Why? Because how many more Super Bowls does he got to win with Harrison Butker? He'll roll him out there anytime he gets into the red zone and has an opportunity to do so. There's no way I don't think he'll try a 50-yard field goal if they're driving. I think he trusts Harrison Butker.
I do as well, and he has every reason to trust Harrison Butker in these spots. 4 for 4, perfect in his field goal attempts throughout this postseason run for Kansas City, but his longest, just 36 yards. Jake Elliott, Joe, as you mentioned, 1 of 7 in the regular season from 50-plus, missed a 55-yarder against the Commanders in the NFC Championship game, and has not been great, already missing 3 extra points throughout this playoff run. But still, I do believe there will be a moment of a field goal attempted from 48-plus, and we just have to hope it is converted. I do think that happens on Sunday. The rest of our prop picks for Super Bowl 59 next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Those prop picks for a Super Bowl that really you can only get for the biggest game of each and every NFL season. We continue them here on our last Football Friday of the year. He's Joe, I am Ben. So we've already gone through our first touchdown score. That's not unique to a Super Bowl. Longest field goal, that often is. And now a lot that are really unique to a Super Bowl Sunday. 2-point attempt. Both of us, once again, Joe, seeing it the same way. Thinking there will be a 2-point try. Doesn't have to be successful, just the attempt. Why do you believe we will see at least one come Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, because there is no tomorrow, Ben, right? Ultimately, when it all comes down to it, is that there is, you're not playing for next week. You're not worried. If you are down, obviously, 2 scores, which could very well happen with these two teams, you know how that works out, right? That means that you're going to need to go for 2 points. Now, this is just the attempt, correct? We're not talking about anything else. We're just talking about the attempt. So the attempt could very well happen. But if I'm playing, side note, by the way, if I'm playing the attempt, guess what else I'm playing? I'm also playing the absolute conversion for it. And if I believe so here, we already know that Elliott has missed how many now? Three extra points in the postseason so far. And you know that if any team is down two touchdowns, again, two scores in the fourth quarter, they're going to go for 2 points all day long here, Ben. I think also, don't forget, a penalty on a point after puts the ball at the one. A lot of different ways we could be getting that attempt, and I do think one of them is going to be successful as well.
Minus 104 to a conversion try, plus 188, I believe the number is, for that conversion to be exactly that, converted. Joe, you might think in today's NFL, we've probably seen this like five of the last 7 years. Actually, we've only seen it half of our last 10 Super Bowls. Only three have been successful. But we did see one in Super Bowl 57 between the Eagles and the Chiefs that tied the game at 35 all in the fourth quarter. Yep. Jalen Hurts, his third rushing score, and the Octopus that we talked about earlier also taking in that two-point try. I say yes as well. Actually, less juice to bet there will be a conversion or at least a two-point try than not at minus 118. Now, did we get some information yesterday on the Gatorade color that will be dumped on the winning coach? Because if so, I missed it. When I put this into our rundown, getting ready for this Football Friday, the shortest price at plus 195 was purple. I think the Chiefs are going to win Super Bowl 59. In the prior two Super Bowl victories for Kansas City, the Gatorade color has been purple. But now I'm seeing plus 360 on purple, and the number you got is minus 230. On green? Is that just the Eagles win? They follow their colors and it will be. What did you learn, my sharpest friend?
Well, listen, I can tell you this. When the Philadelphia Eagles, what feels like a century ago, prevented the Patriots from a three-peat in the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, That was yellow slash green, that Gatorade, and that's what cashed then. We know the Chiefs have had, what, back-to-back years now where purple was the game. But if you like Philadelphia, I'm liking the green slash yellow at that. Even at that chalky price, I think that's the way we're going to look at it here. If you like the Eagles to win.
Right, so bet the Eagles on the money line at plus 102 as well. Alt them up so you have no doubt that green comes through. That number, though, would tell me at a minus money price alone, but two bills or greater, that even the Chiefs are into the lemon lime flavor of Gatorade now on the sideline. A shortage of purple somewhere along the line. All right, let's end out our prop pick board for Super Bowl Sunday, of course, with the fastest way you can cash a ticket on Sunday. That would be the coin toss. Joe, is it heads or is it tails never fails for you?
To me, it's always a tails situation here, Ben, and that's the way I would look at it here. I do believe the last time the Chiefs have won last year with heads, the year prior with tails, and I believe when the Eagles ended up winning it, the Patriots were the ones who had the call anyway. So I'm going to stick with tails on this one.
And again, one of the things that should be but is not, minus 104 for tails. I have always only ever said tails never fails. It should be even money. That implies there is a likely probability it could be one or the other. It's still 50-50. Now we get to our final pick six of the year. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The last Football Friday of this season. So this is the last pick six on a Football Friday on the early line of this football season, now in 2025, but the 2024 NFL campaign. Each and every Football Friday, to set the stage for your weekend, we have done a pick six to hopefully give you some winning wagers and make it a profitable Football Friday. We will look to do the same in our final football game of this year, the biggest game of each and every football season. Super Bowl 59 between the Chiefs and the Eagles. Slightly different categories, of course, because it is only one game and not a full and robust Sunday slate. Here are the six picks that we will make. An X factor, a name to keep an eye on, and thus the associated numbers that go with said player. Our favorite touchdown score for Super Bowl 59. A prop for Super Bowl 59. A long shot number that had to be plus 350 or longer for a sprinkle of plus money. And then we will pick a Super Bowl winner with a specific final score to coincide, and thus who wins a Lombardi Trophy, finding a player to win the individual hardware of a Super Bowl MVP award. Joe, let's get it started. Your X factor for Super Bowl Sunday is who?
It's going to be Devonta Smith for me in the Philadelphia Eagles here, Ben, simply because unlike a couple of years ago where he was still very young and nobody really had a understanding of how he could really change a game, but he had an amazing year a couple of years ago and he had an amazing Super Bowl, right? Well, this year is totally different because he has not had a great year. He has struggled with some injuries. He struggled with some drops. He looks like a shell of what we saw a couple of years ago. However, the passing game, we know this is a run-first team, Philadelphia. The passing game has taken a back seat this year with Saquon Barkley. They are not going to allow Jalen Hurts and the A.J. Brown connection. If they're blitzing Hurts, which is the way you beat him, they're not going to allow him to beat him. I don't think with the linebackers Kansas City has that Dallas Goedert is going to be all that big of a factor, yeah, which leaves one guy, Devonta Smith, who's the only guy on the field that's going to have an opportunity one-on-one against his defender. I think he is going to be the key through the air and the X factor for the Philadelphia Eagles if they're going to win this game.
Joe, I think it's a great point. Who was the Eagles' leading receiver in Super Bowl 57 2 years ago? Devonta Smith, 7 grabs, 100 yards. What's really intriguing, comparing all of the Eagles' top targets, A.J. Brown, as you saw on that board, even Dallas Goedert, everybody has a 4.5 receptions prop. Brown, Smith, Goddard. Brown and Goddard juiced to the over. Devonta Smith juiced to the under at 1-132 for 4.5 receptions. But Joe, basically everybody involved in Super Bowl 59, we have seen their receiving yards prop either drop by a yard or two, remain pretty steady. We haven't seen many on the rise, except Devonta Smith. Earlier this week, 48.5. Yesterday afternoon, 50 in a hook. On the Friday before Super Bowl weekend, 52.5. Love that look. Love the X factor call for Devonta Smith. You know, another guy who performed on the biggest stage in Super Bowl 57 in Glendale, that was KC's Isaiah Pacheco. To culminate a very successful rookie season at Rutgers, being a 7th round selection and a sensational postseason run for Kansas City. Pacheco is not that lead back for KC any longer, suffering a serious ankle injury earlier this year. I don't believe he's at 100% despite the fact he is playing for KC. But I do believe he is an X factor. One, because I think the biggest key for Kansas City to win a third consecutive Super Bowl is to have some success on the ground. But it doesn't necessarily need to be, all right, run it into the teeth of the interior of the defensive line, into big Jordan Davis, or Jalen Carter. It could also be Isaiah Pacheco and or Kareem Hunt as a receiver to get the football out quickly. Isaiah Pacheco in the AFC Championship game against Buffalo, 2 grabs on 2 targets for 12 yards. His receiving yards prop is only 4.5. Joe, I think if Isaiah Pacheco is even consistent for KC, which means the backfield has had a productive Sunday, the Chiefs win Super Bowl 59. In Super Bowl 57, Pacheco was the leading rusher of the game, 15 carries, 76 yards, and a touchdown. He's not that anymore, but he needs to be an X factor on Sunday for Kansas City to make history. Let's get to our favorite anytime touchdown scores for Super Bowl 59. Where do you look in the Big Easy?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Ben. It's a ticket and a play in the pick six all year long that we have cashed. I gave it out for a very long stretch every week. And why change now? I think Jalen Hurts anytime TD is the way for me to look. And the fact that I think this is a little cheap, if we're being honest here, Ben, I thought this would be closer to minus 130, minus 140. I mean, listen, tush push, we know. Very big possibility. Doesn't have to be on a 1 yard line. I could see them doing it a couple of times from the 3 or 4 yard line, Ben, especially if they feel that Kansas City can't stop it. And most teams have not had a good opportunity to stop it. So, and we did see him, of course, tuck it against Washington, where everyone was worried about his knee, Ben. We saw him take off for a pretty good touchdown run there as well. Yeah, I think Jalen Hurts, pretty good opportunity for an anytime TD in this one.
One of the biggest questions for Sunday, how healthy is the interior of the offensive line for the Eagles? We expect to see Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson both get a start, but how close to 100%? And of course, that is the same question for Jalen Hurts. Can he flirt with 90, 95%? Can he be more mobile than he was in championship weekend against the Commanders? Because he wasn't moving all that well, Joe, and yet still carried it 10 times for 16 yards and 3 touchdowns. He had 3 TDs in Super Bowl 57 against KC. He and Terrell Davis, the only 2 players in a single Super Bowl to have 3 rushing touchdowns. 2 players in minus money to hit Pater, Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. I think it makes a ton of sense. In Super Bowl 57, Hurts had 3 rushing scores, but only 1 passing touchdown. And who was it to? A.J. Brown. In the NFC Championship game this year against Washington, Hurts had 3 rushing scores and only 1 passing touchdown. Who was it to? A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown at plus 180. I think you get some value in a guy that, although Devontae Smith might be that X factor, if there is a big play threat, it is still A.J. Brown. He has also scored in his last 3 games of the regular season. Joe, he didn't do anything, basically, except read a book in the opening 2 rounds of the postseason for Philadelphia. 3 grabs for 24 yards became such a priority in that NFC title game. KC understands it. Not saying he's going to have the biggest day, but if somebody is going to score a receiving touchdown for Philadelphia, I look at A.J. Brown first and foremost. Before we get to the break, what is your favorite prop of Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, it's a two-part there, Ben. I got 2 that are all tied in together. I have the Philadelphia Eagles over 5.5 third down conversions, which goes hand in hand with the Philadelphia Eagles over 1.5 fourth down conversions. And here's why. On the season, the Eagles had 236 third down attempts, Ben. That was the 2nd most in the NFL. And you know why that is? Because they are so run focused with Saquon. They are going to have a ton of third downs in this game. Make no mistake about it. They are not going to be, you know, 20 yards at a clip. They're going to have to convert third downs, and they're going to have to convert a couple of fourth downs. And I see that happening in both situations here.
I love that look, Joe. I really do. We continue our Super Bowl 59 pick 6 next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We continue our Super Bowl 59 pick 6 on our final football Friday of the year on the early line on Sports Grid. Joe's favorite prop, the Eagles converting over 5.5 third down attempts. Mix it in with a couple of fourth down tries, over 1.5 fourth down conversions for Super Bowl Sunday. You would think in a game that is this tightly contested with Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, they should be able to do just that. Joe, I've got a lot of prop bets. I bet Isaiah Pacheco under 5.5 rush attempts at the advice of Tom Vecchio, despite still considering him through the air as an X factor. I bet early on Patrick Mahomes over 28.5 rushing yards. I've got prop bets for the actual game themselves. Over longest field goal, over shortest field goal, under shortest touchdown, you know, all of that stuff. And then I sat here yesterday getting ready for this Super Bowl show and said to myself, do it, you coward. You know you want to do it, so just place the freaking wager. Travis Kelce, over 60.5 receiving yards. As we got ready for the divisional round on our NFL weekend pick six, I had Travis Kelce over 51.5 receiving yards as my best bet because he is one of the most prolific playoff performers in the history of the National Football League. And the number was far off. He had 117 yards against the Texans. It rose by 16 yards to 67.5 for that AFC Championship game against Buffalo. Too high. Didn't want to get to the peak of the market. This 60.5 number, Joe, I think is fair. And I think it is fair for Travis Kelce, who not only is one of the most productive and prolific postseason performers in the history of the sport, that is certainly the case in Super Bowls, in the prior three Super Bowls for Kansas City. 10 grabs, 133 yards against the Bucs. 6 grabs, 81 yards and a touchdown against the Eagles. 9 grabs, 93 yards against San Francisco. The only time he's not been over 60.5 was in Super Bowl 54, the first win for the Chiefs against the Niners. Still had 6 grabs for 43 yards and a touchdown. Maybe he's not Travis Kelce at 30 years old, now at 35. Maybe it's still the highest number for Kansas City. I still expect him to go over this number because of what he means for this Chiefs offense. And look at what Zach Ertz did against that Eagles defense. 11 grabs, 16 targets, 104 yardsIf N'Kobe Dean was there for Vic Fangio's defense, it might be different, but he's not. Zach Bond, a better edge rusher in applying pressure on a quarterback than a cover guy, despite an all-pro season. So who are the guys responsible for covering Travis Kelce? Oren Burks, Jeremiah Trotter Jr.? I still think it is an advantage for Kansas City, and that Mahomes to Kelce connection is one of the most prolific we have ever seen in the history of this sport. Travis Kelce, over 60.5 receiving yards on Sunday.
Yeah, I love it, Brandon. That's another one of those, if it ain't broke, we ain't fixing it. That combination, much like the combination of Gronk and Brady, yep, over the years, right? There are just some things that are absolutely worth betting because, you know, when push comes to shove in the biggest game of the year, who do you think he's going to trust, man, in order to get the ball to and make sure they get in rhythm early in this game? I don't see him being used as any decoy. I think he goes early and often to Travis Kelce here.
And Joe, because of Brady having both Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski throughout those dynasty runs and Jerry Rice being thrown to by both Joe Montana and Steve Young, the specific quarterback to receiver connection that has been the most productive in the postseason is Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce. Over 60.5 yards in 14 of 15 playoff games in the last five postseasons, dating back to the start of the 2020 campaign. Now a long shot. Had to be plus 350 or longer for a sprinkle of plus money for Super Bowl Sunday. Joe, what is your pick? What is that price?
Well, Ben, I'm going to go big or go home, right, at this point. And I've got a sneaking suspicion. I told you guys earlier here that while the Chiefs have been unbelievable this year in getting to the red zone, especially in the postseason, problem is once they get into the red zone, Ben, guess what they don't do? They don't score touchdowns. It is the worst conversion for TDs inside the red zone in Andy Reid's tenure. Also, you have a Vic Fangio defense that specializes in bend but not breaking. They will allow Kansas City to get into the red zone. But you know what Vic Fangio defenses have been really good at? preventing Mahomes and Andy Reid from finding the end zone, which means you better warm up that leg, Harrison Butker, because you're going to have an awful lot of opportunities to put points on the board. I took Harrison Butker over four field goals, four plus field goals at plus 750, Ben.
I like it. Harrison Butker, the game-winning field goal, with 6 seconds remaining in regulation two seasons ago in Super Bowl 57 from 27 yards out. My long shot, Patrick Mahomes. Just to score a touchdown at plus 400. The first bet I made for Super Bowl 59, Mahomes over his rushing yards prop of 28.5. Something he has done in all four Super Bowls he has played so far. 44 against Philadelphia 2 years ago, 66 a season ago against San Francisco. And in the AFC Championship game, 11 carries for Mahomes, 43 yards, and two touchdowns. The interesting thing, Joe, about Patrick Mahomes hitting pay dirt in a Super Bowl, it's only happened once. The first Super Bowl he played in, Super Bowl 54, against the 49ers. So that's why the number is plus 400. But we know Mahomes is going to utilize his legs, and we know how necessary it is for KC to establish the run against Philadelphia. At a 4-1 price, I'll take a shot on Patrick Mahomes anytime touchdown for my long shot play for Super Bowl 59, again, plus 400. On the other side of the break, to round out our final segment and our 3 hours on our final Football Friday of the year, our Super Bowl prediction and a Super Bowl MVP pick next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The last few minutes of our last Football Friday of the entirety of this football season. The 2024 NFL campaign ending on a Sunday night, February 9th, 2025, in New Orleans. It is Super Bowl 59 between the Chiefs and the Eagles. In this final hour, Joe, we have given our fun Super Bowl prop picks, some of those wagers you can only make for the biggest game of a year and Super Bowl Sunday. We have gone through our pick six for our final Football Friday of the season and Super Bowl 59. But now, this is really what it comes down to. Our Super Bowl prediction for Super Bowl licks, including a final score and who not only hoists a Lombardi trophy, but a Super Bowl MVP as well. Joe, who's winning Super Bowl 59 and what's that final tally?
Ben, as much as I love history and it would be great, I will remind everyone that there wasn't that long ago where Philadelphia found themselves in a game taking on a team that was also going for history, trying to be that only team ever to go three straight Super Bowl championships in the New England Patriots. The problem is they ran into the Eagles and Nick Foles. And while, listen, they had the better quarterback, the GOAT, didn't matter, did it? Well, we got the best quarterback here in Mahomes on that side looking to get history. And I don't see it happening this time. And I'll tell you why I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening because of what I have seen most recently from this defense of the Chiefs and watching them just a couple of weeks ago against the Buffalo Bills, putting 7 and 8 guys in a box, Ben. And you know what? The Bills were still able to get 5 yards a carry. It happened also against Houston the week prior to that with running back like Joe Mixon. Even T.J. Johnson gashed him for 4.5, 5 yards with stacked boxes. Neither of those guys are Saquon Barkley. The commitment to the run, winning this game the way they want to win it. I think the best defense is keeping Mahomes on the sideline. I think they do a pretty darn good job of it in this one. I have got them winning this game here, 28-23. I think the Eagles are going to be your champions.
Joe, we have gone up and down the rosters, the coaching staff, basically every atmosphere that you could have for Super Bowl Sunday. And we have tried to find the edges in what is going to be a tightly contested game. 22 cents of difference. That's it. On the money line, the odds makers say separate these two teams on a neutral field. I would agree with you. The biggest advantage in this game is Saquon Barkley, the individual for Philadelphia in comparison to what the Chiefs have offensively. But what the Eagles do not are Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And until I see somebody do it, and I know it might sound a little bit minute, until I see somebody do it, I'm not going to bet against it being done. And that's knocked the Chiefs off their perch atop the mountain as a National Football League and Super Bowl champion. History, in my estimation, will be made in New Orleans on Sunday night. Kansas City wins yet another one-score game, 27-24. I wish I had something greater than that, but maybe that is the greatest trend to pay attention to. The fact that Kansas City has won two consecutive Super Bowls and four in the last 6 years, and maybe that they have won 17 consecutive one-score games, and Patrick Mahomes is perfect, 8-0 against the spread, both straight up and ATS, by the way, as an underdog and a field goal favorite or fewer in his NFL playoff career. Maybe it is that simple. Both of us, by the way, based on our final score predictions, leaning to the over. So if the Eagles win, Joe, who's winning Super Bowl 59's MVP hardware?
Well, to me, it's Saquon, because he is the path to a championship here. And I think that if the Eagles are victorious at plus 250, he's the guy over Jalen Hurts, as far as I'm concerned.
Completely agree. If the Eagles win a Super Bowl, Saquon Barkley is going to win Super Bowl MVP. Is there a pathway for Saquon to have a bad game and Jalen Hurts to be sensational? Sure. But more than likely, if you're investing in the Birds to win a Lombardi Trophy, Saquon Barkley is a big reason why. And I'm going to keep it simple. If it is the Chiefs' fourth Lombardi in the last 6 years, come Sunday night, the guy that's won the previous three Super Bowl MVPs, Patrick Mahomes, will win his fourth. Thank you for being here with us all football season long. We'll react to Super Bowl Sunday come Monday. Joe, have a great time in studio for our Super Bowl 59 coverage. And all of you, have a great weekend.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.